Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist at ComSec, with a look at the week ahead here in Australia and overseas, wishing everyone a happy and safe Easter long weekend, particularly our friends in northern New South Wales and Queensland. In an Easter holiday shortened week, the Australian economic calendar will be dominated by information on key industry sectors and Reserve Bank events. The Australian share market is closed on Monday for Easter, and the week kicks off on Tuesday with the Reserve Bank holding its April meeting. No change in board policy settings are expected, but as always, commentary from the board will be worth scrutinising, especially in terms of the solid job market recovery with the expiration of the JobKeeper wage subsidy at the end of March, and any information pertaining to the Reserve Bank's $100 billion bond buying program or yield curve control strategy will be of key interest to economists. In terms of economic data, ANZ releases the job advertisements information for March on Tuesday. Ads rose by 7.2% in February to a 28-month high of 174,000 available positions. Ads have lifted for 9 successive months as the job market recovery gains momentum, to be up by 13.4% from a year ago. But of course, we may see a pause on hiring intentions going forward due to the uncertainty around the conclusion of the JobKeeper wage subsidy. On Wednesday, IHS Market releases its final March results of the survey of purchasing managers in the services sector. In the preliminary reading, we saw the index around three-month highs at 56.2 points. IA Group releases its March performance of construction index as well. In February, it was at 3.5-year highs, supported by a boom in residential construction, particularly for detached houses. And of course, the home builder stimulus is really propelling the housing market at the moment, along with record low interest rates. The ANZ Roy Morgan Weekly Consumer Confidence Index is expected to fall from 16-month highs on the back of Brisbane's lockdown for the survey ending April the 4th. And then on Friday, the AR Group Performance of Services Index for March is issued. We saw the index at the highest level since June 2018 in February. And to conclude the week, the Reserve Bank releases its six-monthly financial stability review with a focus on a discussion on lending standards. A raft of indicators are scheduled in the United States, including minutes of the last Federal Reserve meeting. Inflation data is released in China on Friday. The week kicks off on Monday with two readings on the services sector from the Institute of Supply Management and IHS Market. We think that the ISM Services Index will lift from 55.3 to 58 points in the month of March, and the Market Services Index will straddle 6.5-year highs, which was at in February. We also get an update on data on factory orders as well. And then on Tuesday, we get the weekly Johnson Redbook chain store sales data issued with the IBD TIP Economic Optimism Index and the JOLTS series of job openings, which were at 11-month highs in January. The New York Federal Reserve also issues its gorge of consumer inflation expectations, which will be closely monitored by bond traders. And on Tuesday in China, the March reading will be provided on the private sector cakes and services index, which could lift from 51.5 to 52.1. On Wednesday in the United States, the usual weekly data on US mortgage applications are issued with the minutes from the last meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee, or the FOMC. The minutes could highlight key policy leanings and provide some guidance in terms of the bond buying program of the US Federal Reserve and information relating to their expectations around the job market and inflation. Also on Wednesday, international trade data for February is issued and data on consumer credit is also released. We're expecting to see a trade deficit of $70 billion in the United States, and also credit could lift by $3.5 billion. On Thursday, we get an update on jobless claims. Claims for unemployment benefits have fallen below pre-pandemic levels of late. And to round off a busy week in the United States on Friday, the March Producer Price Index is released with the February data on wholesale inventories. Core measures of PPI are up 2.5% on a year ago. The key question of whether this translates and filters through to consumer prices. Economists tip a lift in PPI by 0.2 to 0.5% in March. In China on Friday, March inflation figures are also released with a focus on consumer and producer prices. And then tentatively scheduled for Saturday is data on new car sales, lending and money supply or credit growth data in China to conclude a busy week. Thanks for your time.